Good morning, guys, and welcome to Sean Today. It's Monday. It's June 17, 2013. Back in Kansas City, back from WWDC in San Francisco. Today in Kansas City, it's 75 degrees, and I'm drinking Parisi coffee, homemade Americana, using some of the Parisi espresso. I was in San Francisco for the week, so I get back from my trip, and I didn't have any fresh coffee in town, so in my house. So I had to go over to Parisi, which is kind of the new hotness here in town. It's the new cool coffee shop. And actually, one of their quality assurance managers, won the 2013 World Barista Championship out in Australia. So that's pretty cool. So anyways, the coffee, it's actually quite delicious. This is my second cup. Big fan. It's got some blueberry, like, notes to it, I guess. Is that the right terminology? I don't know. See, I'm kind of a coffee nerd, but I'm not. I don't maybe know as much as I let on. Anyways, it tastes a little bit like blueberry coffee in a really good way. It's quite delicious. Big fan. So I made it an AeroPressed Americano, and so I'm drinking right now. So WWDC, we got a week under our belts with iOS 7. I would be really, really curious to get some feedback from you guys on iOS 7. What do you think about it? What do you think about Mavericks? Mavericks is kind of like cool, but not quite as polarizing as iOS 7. I've got it on my phone. It's running on my main device. I only ever have one device. I'm not the kind of person that like hangs on to past devices. I usually sell them on Craigslist, and then that's what pays for my upgrade. So I upgrade every year. So I've had it on my phone for a week now. I installed it later in the day after the keynote on Monday evening, and you know, it's obviously buggy, and I don't recommend it. I guess if you want to install it, go for it. That's up to you. I don't recommend it. I don't not recommend it. Obviously, I did it. So I'm neutral. I need to ask some political friends how I can give a non-answer about this. But anyways, and Dan Benjamin tweeted something like, I don't know, yesterday. He says, after just a couple hours with iOS 7, iOS 6 seems bulky and heavy and kind of, quote-unquote, big horsey, which I would agree with that. There's a lot of lightness, kind of a floatiness, I don't know, it's hard to describe. And, you know, there's some things that aren't quite awesome yet, and that's okay, right? It's beta 1. I mean, it's still got probably 3 months to go before it goes live. So lots of time for improvement, kind of spit and polish here and there. But the general feel is it's very much more open. And things that you think should be buttons that aren't buttons. And after a while, you start to get used to it and you go, oh yeah, you know, there's no reason for that to be a button. There's no need for there to be like a drop shadow and then a line around that. And then like a gradient over the top of the text, just have it be text just by itself. And you're good to go. And so one of the things that's going to be interesting to see is to see what the TapBots guys are going to do. What are they going to do with TweetBot? Especially like it's such a, TweetBot is a very, I don't know how to describe it. Like it's when comparing TweetBot to iOS 7, the two are very, very different. I'm a huge fan of TweetBot. I think it's one of the best designed apps. One of my favorite apps. I use it all the time. It's, you know, I'm staring at it right now on my phone, right? You got the black bar up on top. You got the black bar on bottom. You got the blue buttons. Everything's very buttony, right? There's subtle gradients, subtle drop shadows, you know, some textures here and there. So I guess compared to iOS 7, right, it's very heavy-handed design in terms of lots of everything's very custom. Everything has some texture. Everything's got a feel to it, but it's done very tastefully, right? I'm a huge fan of it, and I almost think that one of the biggest differences with what TweetBot's going to be compared to what it is now, compared to what it might be on iOS 7. I don't know if they're going to update it. I think they probably are. You know, Paul Haddad kind of wrote a little bit something about that, or not wrote about it, talked about it. He had an interview on Macworld where he was talking a little bit about TweetBot and kind of what was the future. And, you know, they're looking at possibilities and considering options. So obviously they're not just going to, you know, lean back and leave it as is. They're going to do some updates to it. The question is going to be, you know, are they going to do updates to the graphics in terms of the textures? That's, you know, that's kind of the tweet, the tap bot has that signature feel, right? These textures, this robot look. So they're going to kind of trying to bring that over to iOS 7 in a way that kind of feels still the TapBot's brand, but yeah, iOS 7 centric. And I really hope so, because it would be a shame to see TweetBot just kind of fade into the nethers or disappear and just look exactly like iOS 7, right? We don't want all these apps that just look exactly like a clone of the iOS 7 mail app, right? We want to see some unique stuff, some cool personality there. But one of the biggest things I think that's different with TweetBot that TweetBot has that iOS 7 does not is the buttons, right? Like TweetBot has a lot of buttons. You tap on a tweet, the little slide, you know, utility bar slides down from there, and you've got a button to reply or retweet or to fave it, you know, or act on that. You know, all these very custom UI elements that are, it's very button centric, right? Lots of things, you know, in borders and things like that. So that almost in a way like that to me seems like one of the biggest challenges is are they going to begin to remove these button elements? Are they going to you know, play with some of the blur in the background and things like that? Or are they just going to kind of, you know, maybe make it all white? I don't know. I don't have any insider information on that. I'm just curious, you know, just kind of thinking about it, like where are we going with this? Because I think one of the fears is that all the apps are just going to suddenly look exactly like iOS 7, and there's going to be no personality. There's going to be no unique look or feel or anything like that. Everything's just going to kind of blend in and be blurry and be white. And I don't think that's the case. I think we're going to see some really cool stuff, some really great innovation that's going to move things forward. And something that Paul Haddad tweeted just this morning, which I think is very apt. He says, if you're an iOS developer and don't think that iOS 7 is the biggest opportunity in years, you need to find a new job. So I think that's encouraging news. It's good news. We'll see what's in store from these guys. I'm excited about it. So I'd love to hear your thoughts. If you got, you know, any, you know, all right, did you put it on your phone? Do you have iOS 7 on your phone? What do you think? If you've been checking out the screenshots, what do you think? Be curious. So shoot me an email. You know the address. It's members@seanblanc.net or hit me up on app.net or on Twitter. And I will talk to you guys tomorrow. All right. Hope you have a great one. God bless.